Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It is 21 degrees in Brantford. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Sylvester. The federal government is endorsing a UN-backed finding that famine is occurring in Gaza and is urging Israel to stop ramping up its campaign in the Palestinian territory. And the report says famine is likely to spread. Israel rejects these claims and notes it has allowed an uptick in aid trucks reaching the territory after massive global pressure. Canada and Poland are deepening their ties in trade, defense, and energy. Prime Minister Mark Carney met today with Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk. On Sunday, Carney was in Kyiv to participate in Ukraine's Independence Day. Carney said yesterday that Canada could deploy military troops to Ukraine as part of an eventual security guarantee against Russia. Niagara police are investigating after a boy was beaten unconscious by a group of men in St. Catharines on Saturday night. Investigators say the boy was walking on Vine Street near Holden Street in St. Catharines when a group of men got out of a black SUV and attacked him, at least one said to be armed with a baseball bat. At last word, the boy remains in hospital and there have been no arrests following the horrific incident. Waterloo police are investigating after multiple telecommunication cables were damaged on Friday, resulting in widespread internet and Wi-Fi outages across the region. They say repair crews worked throughout the night to restore the services. Police allege a suspect caused extensive damage to cables in Cambridge at around 2:30 Friday afternoon. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says he will ban testing on dogs and cats. Two whistleblowers came forward from Animal Justice with concerns about dogs undergoing tests for cardiac research at the Lawson Research Institute at St. Joseph's Healthcare London. The Research Institute decided after speaking with the province earlier this month to stop all research on dogs. That kicked off a series of texts between Ford and one of the whistleblowers, whom the Premier thanked for coming forward. Air Canada customers impacted by the flight attendant strike are facing a lengthy backlog if they want to lodge a complaint with the regulator. The Canadian Transportation Agency says its backlog of air travel complaints stood at about 85,000 as of August 14th. That was 2 days before the strike began. The Blue Jays are on the field tonight in Toronto against Minnesota. The Jays lead the AL East Division by 5 over the Boston Red Sox. Hot country weather, partly cloudy this afternoon and this evening. The chance of showers, the risk of a thunderstorm developing. Some fog overnight, the low 10. Tuesday cloudy, the chance of showers, the risk of a thunderstorm developing. The high 21. Sunshine Wednesday and a high of 22. In Brantford, it's 21 degrees. From the Hot Country News Centre, I'm Brian Sylvester.